Okay, welcome back, if the antif. So we're starting off really slowly, a nice easy paced shiur this week. Not too much material, there are only two pages in the handout. And the material on it, that it's on, is pretty limited. We're in the Mishnah on the Chof Chesamid Beis. We're actually in the Gemara on Chof Tesamid Beis, but the Gemara on the Chof Tesamid Beis is going to go on the Mishnah on Chof Chesamid Beis. Okay, you see the Mishnah, actually the second Mishnah on Chof Chesamid Beis. Okay, we learned this already. We learned this already. Now we're up to the next piece of the Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua. You see that? So all you have to do is read Rabbi Yeshua up until two lines down. Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Okay? That's the mission you have to, do. And then you can do a little small piece of Gemara on Chof Tesamid Beis. You don't have to do it now. You don't have to actually do it now. The Gemara is not there. The Gemara is on Chof Tesamid Beis.
Doing your homework in class.
Chof Tesamid Beis. Okay, it's the third narrow line up. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mahalak Makom Sakana, and go down to where to 1 2. You're starting from the third narrow line up on Chof Tesamid Beis.
Rabbi Yeshua Omer.
Three. First comes one, then comes two, then comes three. Up. Up is the opposite of down. Narrow is the opposite of wide.
You're confused.
What's the problem? Do you have any trouble finding it, Ellie?
I found it, though.
Excellent. Rabbi Yeshua, you found the actual place? Rabbi Yeshua Omer? Do that down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Halacha ke'acherim. See that? Middle of the line. Halacha ke'acherim is a Zion there. Or there's a Vav there. What am I... Vision, it looks like a Zion. Okay, you have it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the Gemara. Do the Rashis. And there's no Tosos. What I have for you is really two topics. So what I suggest you do is to do the whole Gemara. And then the first thing I have for you is this page called the Imre Noam. The Imre Noam is the Chidushim of the, as it says on the bottom, it's the Chidushim of Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman. Anybody know who Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman is? It's just about the... You're almost right, except if you go 180 degrees, you'll be right. Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman is who?
The Gra.
Is the Gra, that's correct. Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman is the Vilna Gaon. Okay, close. Anyway, so this is the Chidushim of the Gra on... Brachos, and this little piece that I'd like you to read over here. Actually, this page has a lot of fascinating things on it. The piece that I want you to see is the Asei Ritzoncha B'Shemayim Mimal. It's going on that piece of the Gemara that you're going to learn. The little paragraph over there. And then, on the handout, this is the one that I created for you. The bottom, it says Malachim Aleph. And I gave you some psukim from Malachim. And then a Rashi, okay? So what I want you to do is an amazing, it's not amazing, I don't know if it's amazing, but it's a very important principle in davening that the Gra formulates over here. And it's based on how we understand this Gemara, and it's based, he shows how it's reflected in the Psukim here in Malachim. This is talking about when the Shlomo HaMelech dedicates the Beis HaMikdash, so he's mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of the things he's mispal for is that Shlomo HaMelech. And one of the things he's mispalel for is that people should daven towards the Beis HaMikdash and the tefillah should be answered. And I gave you a number of psukim over here, and it's sort of a little inconsistency between two psukim, and Rashi explains it. And what I'd like you to do is to figure out, based on the Gra, how the Gra would explain the inconsistency between the two psukim. So you have to actually do a little thinking, not just reading. All right. There's a lot of other interesting things on this page of the Imre Noam. One interesting thing over here is the sheet of the Gra. The Gra holds, if you go to shul and you miss shkia for mincha, not just that you mishkiyef mincha, but if you, even if you're not going to finish by mincha, so the Gra says, if you look on the top, very little top of the thing, I just showed you because it's such an interesting. Avav lo yispala ad shkiyef sechama, lo yispala loz. Rak yispala arvishtayim. Vafilim yaskel korim shkiyef, rak shvem tzitzilos a tia shkiyef gamkin lo yaskel yispala. El muto shi yispala arvishtayim. So this is the shita of the Gra. Okay?
I'm
not telling any halachas here, but this is the sheet of the Gra. So do that part. Every single thing on this page is interesting of the Gra. But anyway, so do that part, piece of the Gra, and then do the Tzlach. The Tzlach is Tzil Nefesh Chaya, right? It's the Nod V'Yehuda, V'Cheska Landau, right? So this is Perish on Brachos. And he has it's a little bit lengthy, but it's really very easy, I hope, to... you don't have to do the second section of the Tzlach, because I don't think I gave you that part of the Gemara to do. I don't know, if you finish that, you can do the next piece of Gemara, and then you can do that Tzlach as well. Okay.
You do the first Tzlach.
Yeah, the first Tzlach. I actually skipped a piece in the middle, as you can see, there's a sort of a break in the middle. I'm gonna make it a little shorter, these. I don't want to give you so much reading.